Among many correlations detected, researchers found that high levels of B vitamins, abundant in red meat, whole grains and dark leafy greens, alcohol and caffeine were associated with high rent districts, generally in the middle of cities, while opioids and antidepressants went hand in hand with an abundance of people with low-skilled occupations. These general correlations are not, perhaps, that surprising, though another between a lack of internet connection and an antihypertensive medication called atenolol is intriguing, possibly being mediated through people's age. But Dr. Somanipour found that in combination they could predict quite accurately the demographic makeup of a sewage plant's catchment area. He did this by taking the model he and his colleagues had devised based on their 100 initial plants and applying it to 9 others. For each of these, they forecasted the socioeconomics of the surrounding area and then tested those forecasts against reality, as revealed by the census. These forecasts were quite specific. How many people in an area had finished secondary school? How many had cars? How many were single parents? And so on. Of the 37 questions asked by the census about education, occupation, income, social life and housing, the model was able to predict the pattern of answers to 30 of them, with 25% or less deviation from the values calculated by the census. Based on these results, the researchers argue that, considering the relative ease, low cost and high frequency with which wastewater samples can be collected and analysed, their model could profitably be used, if not as a replacement for censuses, then at least as a way of keeping track of changes in the characteristics of populations more or less continuously, as they happen, rather than in a punctuated manner every 5 or 10 years.